This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Gotta say, it is a strange news day. You're going to want to record this show. We record the show, but you're going to want to go back and look at this one or listen to this one at some point and probably share some of what you hear today, because I'm telling you, this is one of the strangest news days in a long time for me. And if you do want to look at the show, listen to the show. Why do I keep saying look at the show? Like we got video. We should have video because I'm kind of cute. But anyway, KJRadio.com is where you can find the show podcast down the road if you want to look at it later. Hurricane Irma, obviously, well, tropical storm now breaking up, still pounding the Florida coast to some degree. And, of course, it isn't, I mean, yes, certainly the powerful winds at 185 mile an hour bending things over, toppling trees and cars and all that. But then you got the flooding. Right, and then there's the remnants. It's that when it sits and hangs over you, and that's the problem. So what? Almost a dozen deaths or whatever, and that's with a huge evacuation. And now the real job begins. Now people have to recover. They have to come back. And I always think of this when I think of hurricanes or any type of natural disaster. I think to myself, what would you take? You know, a storm is looming, you know, coming down the pike at you. You know, what do you take? What do you take? Do you take your pictures, your mementos, whatever? I don't know. Is everything you have now of its importance in the cloud? You know, the special, because it could be. You could have all your documents photo documented and stuck up in the cloud somewhere. Or, you know, you take your collection of DVDs and you know, if you got your gold and silver in a safe deposit box, you could do that. I mean, I don't know. But what would you take? Because you got a pretty, with a hurricane, you have quite a bit of time to think about it. I mean, in the scheme of things. If I lived in Florida, I would have a bug out trunk that had everything we wanted in it, you know, because it's the stuff you can't get back. I mean, the reason why I bring this up, I have four sons. And we've kept all these little mementos and things from these boys that I'm going, we couldn't take these stuffed animals and some of these other things that you would want to take that are mementos of their lives. Maybe you get all that stuff, and then when you live in Florida, you got to have a big UPS that's up in the, you know, against the weather. I don't know. Maybe it's a sign for me that I got too much junk laying around the house. But what do you take? I think of life as that, right? What are you taking from life? If today you have to cash it in, what is left? What do you want to be remembered by? Isn't that sort of what we think about when we're thinking about keepsakes and tragedies? When people go back to tornado ripped houses and stuff, you watch them sifting through junk and they're looking for these little items. They find a picture of their grandmother or something and they just break into tears. Isn't that kind of what life's about? Let me ask you this question. What do you think leftists are going to take from their miserable lives? Seriously. What mementos are they taking? What's the focus? I bet you there's a correlation between conservatism and leftism based on just what would you take from your house? What has significance to you? Is it your gold and silver? Which, again, you know, if you're a conservative, you probably got that in a safe deposit box or something else. But what would you, how do you determine what your life is about in split seconds? I think of it in tornadoes and mudslides and things like that. Do you even bother? Netanyahu says, why do people take so many pictures? He goes, live your life. There's something to be said about that. I know this. I have had a rich life. And people go, Kevin, had a girl ask me, Kevin, when you were in Thailand, where'd you go scuba diving? I don't even remember. I don't know the name. I may remember the city. you know, but I don't remember stuff. And then I look back on it, I go, God, why don't I do that? Why do I not take my camera and document everything and then make journals and all that? And I think, well, you are a little bit busy living it. But I envy the people when I go and I see their scrapbooks and mementos and these people that are so artistic in how they do this stuff and document everything. I was in Paris, hung out with one of my sons and his fiance, and I couldn't tell you. We took some video, a few pictures, and I couldn't tell you much about it. Honest to goodness, it was such a non-issue for me. And admittedly, you know, it just didn't have the appeal it had years ago. But there's a part of me that says, why don't I do this? And I don't know if you guys feel the same way. And I don't think it's casting aspersions on anybody in particular. But why? What is it? Anyway, I know I'm getting off. That's not what I wanted to talk about. My producers are like, speed it up. Speed up what? This is life. This is me talking about life. I'm exploring my inner self with my audience. But I think about this. You know, you think about a legacy. When I was younger, I wanted to leave a legacy. You know what? Honestly, I don't really care. I believe that you live your life and people are going to make the assessments of your life the way they think it. There are people on the left who are going to think I'm the scourge of the earth. I got some dude that every time he claims he wants to beat me up, I tell him, well, then I'll be over here. And he doesn't do it. And he's stalking me all the time. And, you know, I think he's obsessed, and I think to myself, I'm never going to change his mind about what he thinks about me, other than if he were to ever meet up with me, I'd lay him out. But outside of that, I'm not going to change his mind about how he views me. Well, actually, laying his butt out might change his mind, so I stand corrected of myself. But most of the people that have listened to me, they're dyed-in-the-wool leftists. They don't care. And, you know, but here's what I can tell you. I am proud of the minds I've changed on the right. I think a lot of people go, Kevin, I have become more fearless. I have become more this or that. And I think that's fantastic. So maybe it is working. But here's the point. I don't mean to sound cruel in this, but I don't really care. These are the opinions of a guy who I believe is giving you the best of himself. And I get up and I try to do that every single day when I'm talking on the radio. So congratulations if you get something out of it, because you know what? That's what I believe our roles are in life, is to bring out the best in each other. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about, folks, besides all this. Hillary Clinton is still pounding the left. She's Hurricane Hillary. They want to get away from her. Steve Bannon, ruffling feathers. Is college rape a crisis? Betsy DeVos chimes in.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
9/11, and every time I think about this day, I reflect back on what happened on 9/11 when they flew the planes into the towers. Was it 2001? And I remember how that day, how America reacted, how Bush reacted, and how, you know, it was a different America. 9/12, I reflect on how that day was, where we all came together and we wanted to get these people back that did this. And you would think that we would have made lots of progress in our nation then, because we were so united under this cause. Now, look, I can go into the Patriot Act and a bunch of things that Bush did that took away our rights, and what Obama put on steroids, which led to the Snowden event, and us finding out all this other stuff. And as bad as the Patriot Act was for that, it really did showcase. We can say it did us a favor. It showcased what the government was willing to do, the lengths it was willing to go to protect itself. I mean, that's what it is. Think about the movie Terminator, where the machines take over because they learn that they can do things to protect themselves and get rid of humans. That's essentially what happened during the era, the tail end of Bush and the entire Obama administration, was the government saying, how do we protect ourselves from the citizens? How do we take the rule away from them and bring it into our realm? That's what we've become. And you notice where we should have been so collectively together after the 9/11 and many, many years ago, we've moved further apart. There are more Muslims who have infiltrated our government and infiltrated our way of life. And I'm talking about radicals. I'm not, look, if you're a good person and you just want to practice your religion like you're an Amish or a Buddhist or whatever, I don't care. But when we know that you are living amongst us and you want to kill us, that's a whole different thing. And you're still importing terror and so on and so forth. You're trying to bring in a different form of government by way of Sharia law and so on. We've moved so far away from that, believe it or not, where the very people who attacked us and want to kill us now reside with us cozy. I mean, they are cozy among us in every major city in our society. They're in the grasslands of America, places you wouldn't even think they exist. That's where we are now. And instead of us, we Americans coming together and looking at each other differently and saying, you know what, we are one America, putting America first and, you know, making America great again, et cetera, et cetera. We're so far away from that because of the left. I want you to reflect back on what you thought after that moment when they flew those planes in and the very next day and the commercials that ran where all those flags were lined up on buildings. We should find those commercials, because we did a story just recently of a guy walking by a woman's house and he's cursing at her. He's upset at her for daring to have an American flag fly, positioned outside of her house. This is where we are from 9/11 that many years ago. And let me tell you, I don't care who you talk to, they can tell you whatever they want. This is all based on the fact that the left got baby black Jesus, who did not love this country, and he put that whole feeling of it on steroids. He took advantage of the Patriot Act and he started spying on us. He was oppressing the members of the press, AP, Fox News, all of them. He's been oppressing citizens of the United States, and how dare they say this man had a scandal-free administration. Scandal-free is what they want to say Barack Obama had. It's nonsense. It's quite frankly insulting to our intelligence. What it showed is just how big of a cabal that existed between the media and Barack Obama, and how much fear. It was a combination of fear for the legitimate journalists out there who wanted to do something, and the journalists who people that they worked for, the people who ran the corporations for the newspapers and the TV stations and what have you. Their own reporters were afraid to report the truth. That is the truth of the Obama administration. Anything that came out, they squashed it. That's what we had. Now, if you reflect back on that 9/11 day that we had, I'm talking about the year that it happened and the day after, the day that it happened and the day after, and the feeling that carried on for a few months where Democrats and Republicans came together. If we had stayed the course on that, this would be a very different nation. Very different. In fact, Barack Obama would have never gotten elected. People would have looked at his name. They would have studied his ideology. They would have looked into his past more differently, and they would never have elected him. But the Democrats saw the shiny little black object, and they said, you know what? Let's put this guy in. And he did exactly what he said. He fundamentally changed this country. And now 45% of this country, that's about it, it believes in this nonsense. But you know what? They're running from them. They're running from them. Trust me, folks. They can't stand them. The Democrats are afraid of themselves. There are journalists who are afraid of the very people that they work for. And they want to come over. They need a place to go. We are it. You are, I mean, I'm not saying me, but you're listening to the side of it where they feel like they will have some comfort. Trust me when I tell you, these people want to do the right thing now. There's a faction, there's a 15-20% of the people that are over there watching these leftists. They're watching how crooked they are. They're watching how conniving they are. They're watching how easily they lie. They want to talk about Donald Trump. He's lied this many times, by the way. They could talk about Donald Trump lying 15,000 times a day, et cetera, et cetera. It isn't going to help their cause. And I'm going to play clips from when we come back and let you hear some of these leftist clowns that believe their strategy of saying Trump is a liar, he's unfit, he's unhinged. They believe this strategy is going to work. Comfort yourselves in knowing it will not work. I talked the other day about the level of desperation that you're beginning to see. You've been seeing desperation since the moment Trump got elected, and it's escalated. And it's escalated to the point where they have nothing left. And I talked about it the other day. That nothing left is they trotted out Barack Obama. That's the level of desperation. This is a man who was content to be spending his money and hobnobbing with the wealthy and flying around in private jets, etc. And they have literally begged him, will you come back and try to undo this stuff that Trump has done? And I want to ask you, if you're worried about it, then you haven't been listening to my show or you haven't been studying your guides that we've been giving you. This is the biggest level of desperation. That's all you need to look at with Barack Obama. And don't worry about his pretty words. They have no influence on anybody. Barack Obama is inside of a cocoon of ignorance. When you hear people applaud for him, think of it as an applause track where they light it up and they clap. Because outside of his little bubble, nobody gives a crap about Barack Obama or any other Democrat. They care about their paychecks. They care about the new 9/12 that Donald Trump has ushered in. That day happened on November the 8th, 2016. That became the new 9/12, the day that America came together and said, enough is enough, and began fighting its own enemy, the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, President Trump says 9/11 was a testament to American strength and perseverance.
In times of distress, the heart of the American patriot only grows stronger and more determined.
Busy day for the president, as back at the White House, he was chatting with reporters about the sudden departure of National Security Advisor John Bolton.
He's somebody that I actually had a very good relationship with, but he wasn't getting along with people in the administration that I consider very important.
China has released a list of products that will be exempt from tariffs on American-made goods. The short list includes cancer drugs, shrimp meal, and pesticides, among others. It does not include soybeans and other agricultural goods. Tariffs that have already been imposed on excluded items will be refunded. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Run for governor. This election is a choice between Democrats who want to abolish ICE and Republicans who want to abolish MS-13. It's very simple.
Hard to believe that our choices come down to something that simple, but it really is. I mean, take any issue you want. It's sanity versus insanity. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. On this day, 9/11, more than a decade ago, it's so many years now, it feels strange. What, 2001? 17 years ago, 9/11 happened. And what progress have we made from leftists? Not a whole lot. These people took 9/11, they acted as if they were ready to fight for this country, and then they ceded it. They gave it up. And worse than that, they now fight. We fight an internal civil war that I'm telling you, do not downplay. Don't downplay this, people. We'll downplay this at our own peril. We have a civil war now within this country, brother against brother, but it's crazy brother against sane brother. It is Cain and Abel. I don't know, pick your brother protagonist and antagonist. You're the good brother who takes his money and goes out to, you know, does the right thing. I think there's a parable in the Bible where one brother, the brothers ask for their inheritance early. One brother goes off and he cavorts with prostitutes and he's, you know, lives this crazy life. I think it's called the prodigal son. And he comes home and the father throws a party for him. And the father says, no, we need to celebrate this brother because he's now come back to us. You know, in other words, he went off, he squandered all his money, and now he has learned so much. He's returned, and we need to celebrate the fact that he's returned to sanity. The Democrats, I guess, are the prodigal son. Because what we're doing, we're continuing to tend the fields and work the sheep, you know, and make sure that there's food on the table and there's plenty for the society, while the other brother goes off and does the crazy stuff. And we're waiting on the prodigal son to return. I don't think that prodigal son is going to return. But the good news is some of them are. Some of them have been chased off by the crazy. Let me tell you what's going on in Wackademia. Professors are so afraid of the kids that they've created. They're now going, you know what? This is not what we bargained for. This is not what we thought socialism and all this, you know, social justice warrior crap was about. I mean, look, we can all have our causes, but the way that these kids are, everything's a cause. What was the latest thing? Oh, get this. I think it's at George Washington University. They have a black-only orientation. So you are mandatory to go to George Washington's freshman orientation. But if you want, as a black person, or if you declare yourself black like a Dolezal, then you can go and go to this black-only orientation, which I guess helps you understand the blackness of college. You know how insulted I would be if I went into a college or university and said, well, listen, Kevin, you got to go to the one for everybody, but there's one specifically for black people. My first question would be, and why is that? Why do we need one for black? Well, Kevin, you know, your college experience is going to... My college experience will be no different than any other freshman college experience. Explain to me what blackness has to do with it. Does George Washington University have something of blackness that I need to be concerned about? Or do they teach students how to be engineers and scientists and whatever else? Because unless there's a reason for me to go to a black orientation, are you trying to segregate me out? That's the way I would see it. No, crazy world. I want to play this clip. Lanny Davis talking about truth. This is the lawyer for Cohen, which, by the way, where is he? Where's Cohen? Wasn't he going to be the guy to bring down President Trump? Think about it. The dude who has all of Trump's secrets has flipped. And where are we? You worried? Does Trump look worried? Where's Cohen? What? Did the death of Aretha Franklin and John McCain suddenly make the story vanish? Where is he? This is the guy who knows everything that Donald Trump did business-wise. He knows personal stuff. And he has netted them nothing. They got nothing. Where is he? I want to know. Anyway, here's Lanny Davis.
I hate to pile on this, really, but I feel like you made a mistake. But I mean, we do know that Cohen already lacked credibility all over the place. We have tape of him acting like a thug. He was Trump's longtime fixer. He threatened reporters. He's an admitted felon. And now we're questioning your credibility, too. I mean, this is, it's terrible because it's bad enough that Trump is always, you know, the false media, the lies, the fake news. And this is a reckless thing that happened. How are we going to fix it?
Well, first, let's talk about the difference between a mistake and a lie. I hope everyone watching knows that there's a possibility of making an honest mistake and intentionally misrepresenting the truth, which we're at over 3,000, according to the Washington Post fact checker, when it comes to this president of the United States. There is a difference. In my case, it was unintentional. Now, Michael Cohen came to me and asked me to represent him, not because he was the same Michael Cohen who had defended the indefensible in representing Donald Trump for 10 years.
Right.
He had reached a transformative moment where he wanted to tell the truth about Mr. Trump, the same way the anonymous writer in the New York Times yesterday came to a decision to write the truth about this reckless, dangerous man in the White House.
That's what I'm doing.
That is such a revealing clip. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Such a revealing clip. Lanny Davis. Well, you know, unintentional versus this, that, and the other. Unintentional what? It's funny. Cohen was a bad guy when he represented Trump, and he was his, as Joy Behar put it, he was his hitman or whatever she said. He was the guy doing all his dirty work. But he's become now a good guy. Does it remind you of anybody? Maybe John McCain, for example? Let me tell you. I said it 1,000 times, and I could prove it, but I'm not going to. But if I turned on the right and I went and I became a hardcore anti-right, I would the View would have me on, and these women would gush over me. I'd be on every talk show. I'd have a deal with CNN or MSNBC so fast it would make your head spin. It would be faster than the vortex of a Category 5 hurricane, or you know wherever the fastest speed is, or a tornado. Take your pick. You know what I'm saying? That's how fast it would be. It would happen. I would be the belle of the ball. I would be at every cocktail party. I just want you to think about it for 1 second, and I'm not even bragging. Think about a guy with my intellect. and I'm at one of these parties and I'm giving the inside dirt to you, why I switched over, what I witnessed or whatever else, I could make it up and they would be okay with it. I could make up stories. My book would be a bestseller. I would get a minimum of $10 million as an advance. And I just want you to understand, the talk show circuit would be so, I would be on every comedic talk show. I'd be on every talk show during the day. My star would rise so fast, you wouldn't even know. You'd be saying, Candace, who? I'm telling you, as God is my witness, I'd go from 68,000 people on Twitter to millions overnight. Facebook would open up. I would have people hitting my blog site instantaneously to the point where I'd have to scale it up beyond belief. My speaking engagements would be a minimum of $100,000. I'd be on every panel discussion. They'd have me at every college and university. I can't even tell you how fast my wealth would occur. I wrote a piece about it, but it bears repeating. It would happen with such a speed. And they would be, and then I would be I would say, no, I'd love to debate any of the conservatives about my views, and I would destroy anybody you put in front of me with just lies and innuendo. I wouldn't even have to fight you on true facts or anything else. I would just cry racism. I would do it in such a way with such brilliance that I'm telling you, these people would go, we have our new champion. And God forbid they say, Kevin, you ought to run for office. Because let me tell you something that the left would do. The left would support me with millions of dollars. They would have PACs set up. They would make sure I was flush with money. Every one of you know it too. But let me tell you what happens on the right. People say, oh, Kevin, you want to stand for police, right? Go, you make a movie. Kevin, you put your money where your mouth is. What do you do? Do you promote the movie? I'm not getting after you. I'm talking about it as a whole. Let me put it this way. If I made this movie anti-cop and I was on the left, I want you to ask yourself, what would Bleeding Blue be if I made it anti-cop and I promoted it? How fast and how far do you think I would need to go to get this movie distributed? I think you know the answer. But man, with the right, we don't support our people, and this is why we struggle, because if we did, there'd be no competition with the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And I took a lot of roads. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. There was a tweet from Matt Walsh. I made it my tweet of the day, and the reason I did that was because it was so profound. And if you don't know who Matt Walsh is, you need to check out his work. He is his Twitter sign is at Matt Walsh Blog, and he is a really interesting thinker and a guy that I'm going to get to know. I don't think I've ever spoken to Matt. I've seen his work, and he's an amazing guy. And here's what he tweeted. He says, "Women have penises. Babies aren't human. I love science. Pick one. You only get one." And he was giving leftists a chance to put their money where their mouths are. Welcome, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson here. You should tune into the Kevin Jackson Show at kjradio.com if you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. Now, see, I love those types of conundrums for the left because they don't think things through. The left are emotional people who go, oh, well, this is the way it is. I can be who I want to be, or I can whatever. And they you know, and all these things that we talk about on this show quite often are the types of conundrums I like to give them. You know, I talk about abortion and the killing of children, and I go, look, guys, you got to understand, I'm not going to argue with you about whether you can or you can't. The only thing I will tell you I know definitively is it is a baby. It is the forming of a human being. Now, if we can't agree on that, we can't have the logical discussion that follows. If you want to make it, oh, I just, put out my candle, that's a very different moral conundrum than I just killed a forming child. So that's the thing. And we have to make them think or else we lose the battle. And so Matt Walsh, which is an amazing thing, he summed it up in 140 letters or less, characters, I should say, because I don't want to just assume that they're letters, because then I would probably offend somebody on the left or trigger them. Women have penises. Babies aren't human. I love science. Because if you love science, then you know women don't have penises and babies are indeed human. So how do you pick one of these as a leftist without it really being a moral dilemma? And that's what I love about this. That's what I love about what I do. I had to travel recently and I sat next to a lady and she was a hipster, 61 years old, attractive woman. She was in the aisle seat of, I was on the window. She was in the aisle seat, nobody in the middle. Her husband was in the aisle seat on the other side and had two people with him. And so I don't remember how we struck up a conversation, but, you know, she lived in St. Louis. I was from St. Louis. So it was one of these things where I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And so she presumed I was a leftist. She admitted that. At the end of the flight, she goes, God, you know, I assumed you were a leftist. She goes, that's wrong of me. And all this. And so as we were talking, I said, you could tell that she was a leftist, but she was subtle about it. And she said something along the lines, well, you know, but the conservatives, you know. And I said, so what is a conservative? I go, I've heard people describe themselves as, well, I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm a social liberal. And she started laughing. And she goes, you know, I've never heard anybody. And admittedly, she said, I'm not political. So she goes, I've never heard that term. And I said, well, you would probably agree most liberals would describe themselves as socially conservative. I mean, I'm sorry, fiscally conservative. Because you care about money. You know, you save, you prepare for college for your kids. And she goes, yeah, I would go with that. And it was funny because admitting that she was a leftist, I mean, she was a conservative, was like kind of a shocker to her. Like, I am fiscally conservative. Huh. You know? So then I said, but what is, the real issue becomes, what is a social liberal? And I said, and that's where we run into our problem. Because I said, for me, I'm socially liberal because I don't believe that the things that that liberals believe that they have are there. And I gave her examples. And so it was so funny to have her go, because she was asking me about the black condition and all that. And I go, okay, well, let's run it through. Let's see how it works for you as a liberal. I said, you believe you can help me as a black person. I said, isn't that somewhat patronizing just to begin with? Like, well, without my help, you, Kevin, would have a problem. And I go, and she, you could see the wheels kind of spinning, like, well, I could kind of go with that. And I go, okay. And so I said, so you claim you want to help me because you give me better grades, you give me affirmative action, you give me jobs I'm not qualified for, you keep me in them even if I'm incompetent, and I went on. And I said, and how does that help me? If I'm in a job that I can't handle, that you give to me, I can grow with the job, but you don't allow me to grow because you coddle me then. You just kind of tuck me away You don't allow me to grow, really, in terms of I could start my own business or whatever. You coddle me through the job, so I can hang around based on affirmative action, but I don't really get anywhere. I'm never going to be on my own. I'm not. You're not challenging me to be really great at the job. I said, same with school. You give me lower grades to get the same thing that the Asian kid or the white kids get. I go into the school. I said, now, if you said to me, Kevin, your grades don't get you in there by themselves, but you know what? We see something in you, and we believe you're going to be able to do, you know, perform at Harvard, so we're going to put you in. But you better go there and make a believer out of me, young man. I said, that's a challenge. He said, but if you tell me, Kevin, look, we're going to alter the grades. You're up there with all the other kids. And I go there and I find out I'm not. It's demoralizing. I said, one is a challenge. The other demoralizes. And she was like, yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. Yeah. And I went, yeah. And, you know, so we talked about that. I'm not kidding you. The more things we talked about, the more discussions we had, the more her mind got blown. It got blown. She told me, my brother, you know, he's the only conservative. He's a weirdo in the family. And this is before she knew I was a conservative. And she told me how weird her brother was. And he's just gone off the deep end. That was her worst. She described her brother as having gone off the deep end because he's the only one in her family who's gone this way. And I said, your brother's not off the deep end. I said, your brother, because he loves Trump. So here's where the story, where it kind of begins. She says, Kevin, when we kind of started talking about Obama versus Trump, and I said, I don't love Trump. I go, I love Trump's performance. And I said, see, that's the difference. I go, you probably like Obama. She goes, I do. And I go, well, what do you like about it? She goes, and so I said, well, let me give you an example. So I gave her the example of Obama saying that Trump could not save Carrier. And Trump said, I'll save it. And I said, Trump was flippant when he said it. He goes, I'll save Carrier. Nothing. Like, don't even bother me about that. I'll save Carrier. He said it many times. I'll save Carrier. Then, and Obama, you know, of course, as you guys know, said, you can't do it. He's lying to you. He's selling you snake oil. It can't be done. We're going to lose these industries. Manufacturing's gone away. Blah, blah, blah. And he saves Carrier. And I explained to her, I said, within a month, as president-elect, Donald Trump not only saved Carrier, GM says, we're not moving off. The Ford says, we're not moving our plant. GM says, we're going to build our new plant here. Apple Computer says it's going to bring back money, trillions of dollars. It's already starting to reinvest in America and bringing manufacturing back. IBM's bringing 25,000 jobs. U.S. Steel in St. Louis opened up its plant in Madison, across the river in Madison, employed 200 people and said they're going to fire up the whole plant soon. SoftBank added 50. So I listed all these things, and I said, Donald Trump did that in his first month after Barack Obama. And I said, now, let's just stop for a second. You may not like Trump, but do you like that? And she looked at me and she goes, I didn't know any of that. And I went, I'm not surprised. And I said, so when you talk about a comparison between these two guys, Barack Obama had 8 years and he told us that we couldn't save industries. Things were not going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And you get a guy that comes in and he's barely out of the blocks and he's already done that. Which would you rate as the better president, taking away the personalities? And you could tell it was just painful for her. And I said, you check this stuff out. Don't believe me. Go check it out for yourself. And we left the conversation where I honestly can't remember what where she said she was going to research. But it was her last question to me, and it shocked her. Whatever I told her, it shocked her. I'm talking about to her core. And she goes, Kevin, this has been the most interesting conversation I've had in a long time. And she says, thank you. And she goes, I'm actually going to find you on Fox. I want to watch you on Fox. But that was our conversation. Folks, talk to somebody. Let them know how you feel.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.